yourself. Yeah, country loved. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Now wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He crowned thy good. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood.
America,
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 I love you, America. You see, my God, he done shed his face on thee. You ought to love him for it, cause he crowned that good. He told me he would, every brotherhood,
from sea.
Others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men, know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation. Passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand. Not as long as there are gallant men.
Long gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men.
was Illinois U.S. Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen, Gallant Men, from 1966. And Ray Charles raised the curtain at the concert hall after intermission with his 1972 recording of America the Beautiful. Poet Catherine Lee Bates published the words that became the song on July 4, 1895. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box on FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. Pierre Dewey LaFontaine, Jr. was born on July 3, 1930, in New Orleans. Music lovers came to know him as Pete Fountain. Here's his instrumental, Licorice Stick. From 1964, New Orleans clarinetist Pete Fountain, Licorice Stick. This song charted in 1959 and finished at number 98 in the yearly chart rating for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Written by Julia Ward Howe in 1861, here's the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Thank you.
Mormon Tabernacle Choir with their top 100 hit from 1959, The Battle Hymn of the Republic. The Music Box continues with Sam Cooke.
Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
From 1974, the unmistakable voice of Johnny Cash, Ragged Old Flag. And we heard A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke, which was released posthumously in December 1964. Matt the Cat is next with more rare and forgotten music on The Juke in the Back. I'm Mike Duke. Next week, I'll bring another box full of music from my house to your radio right here on FM 102.5, The Concert Hall. Until then, the Music Box salute to Independence Day concludes with the classic John Philip Sousa march, Stars and Stripes Forever, performed by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. Crank it up good and loud, and have a great 4th of July weekend. We'll be right back.